Aloha.
Hello and welcome. We're back from the BallerLifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Thank you very much for joining us. Episode number 443. My name is Brian Beckner. Appreciate you joining us, listening. If it's your first time, if it's your 443rd, we love you all the same. If you would like to reach out to the show, you can do so via the email address mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. You can also call us and leave a voicemail, 949-464-TBLS. You can also subscribe to our bonus content that is in the link on the show notes, or you can go to theballerlifestyle.com, click the link at the top of the page, or you can go to my Twitter at Brian Beckner and click the pinned tweet. Follow me there. Follow me here. Help us out. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, what's up?
Not a whole lot, although I just read something this afternoon, and I see we're recording this on Monday, and Monday Night Football. Davante Adams and Jock Peterson were high school teammates.
In Palo Alto?
They played football together.
Wow, that's always cool. I mean, you always get the Matt Stafford, Clayton Kershaw one. Like, they beat that one to death.
They beat you over the head with that. But I just saw Davante Adams, so I thought that I have a PSA because I live in Yankees country. Oof. and Mets country, right?
I feel like you're a low key Mets. Everyone knows you're an Orioles fan, but you.
No, but if there's a local team, like, yes. I'm fine if the Mets, you know, I wasn't losing sleep over last night's elimination.
Right. But you'd like to see them
doing well. Yeah. I'm happy enough for them to do well.
You go to games and stuff.
But the Yankee fans that are so proud of themselves, and this goes for every fan base everywhere, the fans are just along for the ride.
Yeah.
There's not a Dodger fan that really has anything to do with the Dodgers being, you know, having a huge payroll. Like they're just Dodger fans and they're just Yankee fans. And like, hopefully the team you cheer for is doing well, but like fans who like somehow think that they're, I don't know, like, oh yeah, you've got, like, I heard Yankee fan talking shit to a Mets fan and I was standing nearby and they're like, yeah, you just don't have, you know, the winning tradition that we have. And it's like, well, who the fuck are you? You're just a guy wearing a hat.
Yeah. These are the wee people. Like, you're not on the team, guy. You enjoy watching the team, which is great, but you're not a part of the organization. It is a weird thing that people identify so much with their sports teams.
And I'm a big sports fan, and I definitely am into the teams that I follow and everything like that. But I have no illusion. Like, I didn't deserve to get Dan Snyder as the owner of my team, but that's my team, and that's the way it goes. But like, just because somebody had Bob Kraft as their owner, that doesn't make them like a more deserving sports fan than me. It's just the luck of the draw. You had a good run with Brady, and I didn't. But I don't know, this weird thing, this Yankee fan was like talking about our culture versus Mets culture. Like, no, you're both just picked a team and one that's worked out better for you. But it's so weird.
You grew up in an area. That's usually how it goes.
I don't know. People are just weird with sports. Just hope your team does well, but understand you deserve nothing.
Right. You're not actually a member of the team. Does Peter Angelo still own the Orioles?
I think he might still be alive, but it's John Angelos. There's actually like his two sons fight and one threatens to move them. Yeah. I mean, who gives shit? Yeah. And I've got Jim Dolan with my basketball team.
Sucks.
Like, I've got terrible owners, but for the most part, most owners are terrible.
You know, they're rich assholes. I was going to say with the whole Dan Snyder thing, you can just switch teams. I do it almost every year.
Yeah,
and that's just like I whoever
don't
you want.
Respect any adult who switches it.
What do you mean? It's like
once you hit double digits,
Yeah.
You're not allowed to switch teams.
Well, I'm a Chargers fan, of course, sort of. But I grew up a Rams fan, but then the Rams moved.
Yeah, that's not... you're not really a fan.
So then I was on board with the 49ers until they started to suck.
Yeah, that's not a real sports fan.
Then I got with the Chargers. And my girlfriend's from Cincinnati, so I kind of like the Bengals too. Also, though, kind of feeling the Bills lately. Pretty good team.
Yeah, I mean, you're a sports bigamist. It doesn't register with me.
Only in the NFL.
I think that makes all of your fandom null and void.
Even the All Blacks?
No. That's not a real sports fan. That's just, I don't know. You're like a drifter.
Well, also, I'm the biggest Lakers fan on the planet. Everybody knows that. But ever since LeBron James, they hitched their wagon to LeBron James and they let him pick the players and stuff.
And they won a title with him.
They won a title, but it was that one that they played in the gym in Miami or Orlando. You know, it's just like, it's hard.
I would murder a hobo for the Knicks to win a championship in any gym. So yeah. I'm not feeling it.
I'm a Lakers fan. You know, I have like Lakers shirts and stuff. And I like the Lakers. And when they get good again, I will watch some games. Because everyone knows I support the Lakers. Ed, this weekend I went down to San Diego. My girlfriend had some family in town visiting.
Good town.
Yeah. But as soon as I got there, I dropped her off and then I went and parked the car and a park in like a lot structure down the street.
Okay.
And I was walking to the hotel and I'm like, this is something strange. Something's going on here. There was something in the air.
Is it Comic-Con?
You're close. Okay. So then I get on the elevator and these four people get on with me and they have lanyards and I think they're cosplaying because they're in costumes, but it's not like Halloween.
That is where Comic-Con is, right?
It is. Yes, it is.
So I've every once in a while, like, because New York City, there's just random shit going on that you don't realize.
Yes.
Every once in a while, when you see people in costume and this is the biggest deal to them, yeah, and you're like, what is this? Who are you? You're a knight? You made Marion? Who are you?
And also when it's something I don't recognize. Like, if you're Darth Vader.
Right.
I know who that is.
Yeah, Chewbacca, you know.
Right. If you're Cheech and Chong, like, I recognize those characters.
Right.
But you're
a Final Fantasy character something.
Yeah, see? This is, yes.
That's weird stuff.
Yes. Wizards of Warcraft.
Warcraft. Yeah.
So these people were dressed up. I didn't know what they were dressed as, but I was like, okay, there's something happening here. And then we went to go out, and we went outside, and there were people everywhere. It turns out it was TwitchCon. Are you familiar with Twitch?
Mean? Twitch is the one where you watch people play video games?
Yes. It's live streaming. I think it's mostly where you watch people play video games, but you can just stream anything live. It's like going live, but it's like a whole website for going live.
I feel like we've done a handful of stories where something bad came out over Twitch, so that's kind of how I know it, but like, I've never seen Twitch. I don't know what that is.
Well, I was sitting outside having some drinks and I was watching these people. They all had like their cell phones attached to selfie sticks, but they're the kind that the like real bitchin' ones that like make it like a Steadicam. It's got like a gyroscope on it, so it's like so it's, you know, it doesn't bounce around. And some people had like backpacks on with a camera attached to the shoulder that just was looking at whatever they were looking at. And I'm like, what? Like, first of all, look.
Wait.
Yeah.
Describe that again. I'm trying to envision.
They had like a small camera that was, they'd be wearing a backpack and then like on the shoulder strap of the backpack would be mounted this little camera that was like attached to like a battery in their backpack, and it just
like a super GoPro type situation,
right? And it's right next to their face, so it's just seeing whatever they're seeing, and they're walking around talking about what they see. I guess.
Sounds great.
Yeah. So it's a whole world that I'm not aware of, but.
And you were in it. Was it like really crowded? Like were there.
Yes.
Were there a lot of people there?
Yes. There were no hotel rooms. It was the whole thing. Then we go out, we come back to the room, and we need booze for the room. So I go to a liquor store and walk back, and the streets are just teeming with these people. I get back to the room and I tell my chick, I'm like, I don't think I have ever observed a more unfuckable group of people than these Twitchers. They look how
I'm imagining.
Yes, exactly. Exactly what you're picturing is all of them. Not like,
that's so not sad.
Like one. There wasn't one.
Right. You would think just some, by law of averages, someone's got to be
good looking. And then yesterday we watched a little football at like an outside cafe bar, and people were walking by. Still nothing. No one that you wanted to I'm sure they're nice people. No one that you wanted to interact with, much less watch them talk to the camera while they walk around downtown San Diego. Who's watching this shit?
And I'm sure they had nothing interesting to say.
No, of course. There's nothing happening. There's nothing. Then I read today, the Guru Stu sends me this story about how porno actress Adriana Chechik, who apparently...
on the porn name.
Yeah, what'd
that's,
you say?
Wait. That's not, she's got to work on her porn name.
Yeah, totally.
You know, like, yeah. You know, they pick names and some of them are a little over the top, but... That just sounds like, you know, a regular person.
Yeah, she just threw on like a Hungarian last name.
Yeah.
That's not her.
Yeah.
You don't porno via your government name, right? No one does that.
No, you're supposed to at the very least, just be like, oh, my name is Adriana Sunshine or something. Right. You know, just anything.
You need something memorable. But apparently she's a Twitcher, and she was at the thing that I saw all the people milling about that were also at the thing. And it turns out she broke her back jumping into a foam pit at TwitchCon. So the one fuckable person at TwitchCon, they tried to murder.
And they broke her back in two places.
They broke her back. There's video of it. I haven't watched it yet. I don't know if there's sound here. Let's check it out. Oh, she's jumping on like a platform. Boom. She did. She must have used to do cheerleading, Ed, because she did that thing where she jumped up and put her... Is that called a pike, where your legs are spread out?
Wait, I gotta see. Is it in that link? Is it?
Yeah, there's... Oh, no. It might be a different link. Hold on. I can't send it to you from this computer.
Adriana Chechik. Yeah. I see her about to jump.
She's
the black shirt.
Yeah.
Moments before injury.
Yeah, she's on like a podium, and she jumps, and it is like foam. It's like what the X Games guys... jump their BMXs into to practice.
You know what, it's she lands into a foam pit, and you can tell like there's no give to this thing, and she just bounces off. Like it's like she landed on her tailbone.
It looks like a foam pit, but it's just one layer,
like on top of
on top of something hard. And
she does good. Great victory there.
This is a cheerleading move.
Yeah, right?
I think this is like at the top of when they fling the girl up, and she does the split and touches each toe.
Yep. It's that. She's in pain. She broke her back. She tweeted, "Well, I broke my back in two places, and I'm getting surgery to put a meter rod in for support today." She's getting a rod in her back.
I mean... There is going to be a lot of money she'll be due.
Yes, there's
because they clearly like hired her to perform at this thing or appear, and then they break her back.
She was paid to appear for sure. There's apparently one attractive person on Twitch. They had to get her there, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And I have to think in her line of work, having a metal bar in her back is going to be hard for the double penetration.
And, well, that's a good point, because I'm not a huge...
She's truly on a spit roast now.
Good point. I'm not trying to be cool here. I'm not a huge consumer of porno, but I use it sometimes. I mostly go for like amateur, like the real stuff, but I'm familiar with who this person is, and she's very attractive, but she does the kind of porno that I can't. It's a little too aggressive for me. And this could really affect her livelihood.
Yeah, you can't swivel the hips after a move like this.
She goes big. They're going to have to take care of her because she has major earning potential. She's very cute.
She's attractive.
Yeah, cute, natural, like.
And also, she's 30. She broke her back.
Yeah.
Her career, that's a career ender, probably.
It. Yeah. Yeah. They're going to have to pay her out. Set her up for life. Okay, let's do some. We're gonna talk some sports. You got anything else?
Sure.
Wait. Try this one.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I might own Troy on DVD.
Ed, I had to run to grab my bottle of water, and I knew exactly how much time I had because I was just singing along to the
That's impressive.
My Name is Brian song.
And we've talked about this a lot of times. Whenever it, because it doesn't come up much, but when I hear My Name is Luca, it's very jarring because you're thinking somebody's fucking up the words there.
Yes, it's not the same.
Yeah, I was at the dermatologist, I think last year, and that was playing in the lobby, and I was just thrown by it. It's like this isn't right. This
can't
is
go
these
back.
Aren't the words.
Yeah, you cannot.
Should be My Name is Brian.
Yes, you cannot go back. The other the Manuel one, I believe, is like a Taylor Swift.
Yes,
but
that song actually comes up a lot, like CVS or whatever. Yeah. You hear that.
But I'm familiar with that song, but I don't have like the intimacy with it as I do My Name is Luca, which was a big hit in the 90s. So it's like that, and also it's about me, but it's like that much more because I know the song well.
Right.
Yeah.
Burn my tongue on fucking
your teeth.
Yeah. I'm a real amateur move.
Don't you have it down by now?
I know, but I was pressed for time, and so I got the timing a little bit off tonight.
Now, we determined you're not an electric kettle guy.
No, and I would have, but you told me it doesn't really make it faster. Yeah. So, no, then I have an old school kettle.
I read a thing that the ones you get, like, in the UK, where they're used a lot, they're, like, not governed. And the ones in this country, maybe because of UL, big UL is restricting our freedoms. They're governed so they can't get too hot too fast.
Right.
So I always use one because I drink coffee, but I make it with a French press. So I boil water every morning to make it. And mine died. And I kind of knew this. Mine died. And I just grabbed a tea kettle that we had in the cupboard. And I filled it and heated up. And it heated up roughly 3 times faster than the electric kettle. I'm like, why have I been doing this whole time?
Right. There's no school like the old school when it comes to kettles.
Yeah. Shit was fine. Why are we trying to reinvent the wheel over here? We had it figured out. Just use the kettle.
Heat the water and it steams. And
You hear it boiling?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you've moved back to the old school.
You're not at risk of dying from the burns, are you?
No, but the tip of my tongue is like a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, that's then you're gonna be chewing on that for a while.
Yeah, it just kind of sucks.
Yeah.
It was an amateur move. I mean, what? This is show 443? I'd say 443. Yeah. I would say about 412 of them I've had a cup of tea to start.
Yeah.
So I should know better.
Right. Do you microwave the water?
No. I do kettle.
Do the kettle. So, yeah, you know how long it needs to sit.
Yeah. Typically. It was just an amateur move.
I get it, buddy.
We lost, you know.
Yeah.
If we're talking about gender inclusivity in sports,
sure.
Wrestling, there are now a lot of women wrestlers, and
yes,
since a lot of male wrestlers die before their time,
that's right.
It only makes sense that someone like former WWE wrestler Sarah Lee were to kick it. 30 years old.
Talk about picking your name. Was her gimmick
Little
baked
Debbie.
Goods? Yeah. Like is she
Little
hey,
Debbie did it.
Look, watch out. Here comes Sarah Lee. She's gonna put her in the cinnamon roll. Yeah. Like what like
Yeah, here comes
R.I.P.
Here comes a not very fresh tasting chocolate brownie.
Yeah, disgusting.
Chocolate
yes.
with like weird peanut brownie.
So gross. Obviously Sarah Lee does not hold a candle to our dear departed Entenmann's, which we discussed recently.
Yeah.
30 years old. Do we know what got her? It's
suicide? No.
Fentanyl?
But also, the world of former wrestlers,
you
could be a jobber. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's pretty young, so like, she
her
couldn't have been around.
Shared the news.
Yeah.
Cause of death. So
my favorite jobber back in the day when I was, the joke I make every time is I was a huge professional wrestling fan and then I turned 11. So when in my wrestling heyday, my favorite jobber was Iron Mike Sharp. Do you remember him, Ed? Canada's greatest athlete. Iron Mike Sharp. And he did that thing, and he would only be out like on the USA Channel shows where they just, you know, filled it out.
Right.
You wouldn't see, like, he might wrestle like Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, but you wouldn't see like two faces go at it. It was all jobbers on USA Network. And Iron Mike Sharp, Ed, he would rock, he had like a leather, like, forearm guard that he would rock, and he would hide shit in it. Why would they let him do that?
Yeah, that seems, and especially after it's happened once,
yeah.
You'd be like, I mean, you can't play chess now without having your butthole
That's
inspected.
Right.
You would think, where's the quality control?
Are there no rules there? Iron Mike Sharp, I believe he was called Canada's greatest athlete. I'm going to be really annoyed if I can't find that out. Iron Mike, Canadian.
Oh, this is really sad.
Yeah.
So this Sarah Lee.
Yeah.
She won a one-year contract. She did like a reality. There's a Tough Enough reality series.
Yep.
And she posted a picture, and they show the picture, and she looks, you know, like muscular. She looks perfectly healthy there.
Yes.
And her post was the day before her death, and she said she was finally celebrating being healthy enough to go to the gym 2 days in a row after her first ever sinus infection kicked my butt. So whatever, something.
Yeah.
Like meningitis, I don't know, something.
Yeah, I mean, that's quick though. A sinus, you go from a sinus infection to dead.
I mean,
at 30,
obviously it's a shocking, awful thing.
Yes.
But she looks very healthy. It's not like she was bedridden, and but you also think posting that picture, like smiling in the gym picture, doesn't seem like
right.
She died from suicide
at her own hand,
right. But, her mom posted that Sarah Weston has gone on to be with Jesus. So
very sad.
Yeah, so I don't know. That was really terrible.
Very sad. More on Iron Mike Sharp, though, Ed.
Oh, did I ever tell you I worked with a jobber?
No.
He was a cook at the bar I worked at. He was a, kind of a line cook kind of guy. And he was the jobber when they would play, when they would wrestle at the Capitol Center Like when the wrestling came to town in Landover, Maryland.
Yeah.
You know, where the Caps and Bullets used to play.
This is like the local goalie.
Yeah, and he had the inside scoop, and it was just funny because he would be like, "Oh, I'll tell you what. That Ravishing Rick Rue is very, you know, testy." Or, you know, he would just like
another Canadian.
He would just give like random tidbits on people.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, Hulk Hogan thinks he's so good, and it's like, yeah, he's the most famous guy, everybody and you're the him. Least famous guy.
Yeah, everybody hated it. I like that. I like the back.
Yeah.
I like the scuttlebutt. Ed, Iron Mike Sharp, interesting tidbit. He was described in at least 3 books by former wrestling personalities. He's dead, by the way. I know, surprise. Dynamite Kid, Hulk Hogan, and Gary Michael Capetta. Never, that might have been the guy you worked with. And by longtime WWF wrestling commentator Gorilla Monsoon.
Oh, yeah.
As having shown characteristics of obsessive compulsive disorder.
Whoa.
As evidenced by a preoccupation with cleanliness that caused him to spend hours washing his hands or showering at arenas and meticulously folding and refolding his clothing.
Next to godliness. Whoa.
According to Capetta, Sharp's behavior earned him the nickname Mr. Clean. Is there a worse job? For a guy, he's getting sweat all over him every single night.
Oh, yeah, that's really gross. Yeah, you would think certain professions that would be the deal breaker.
Yeah,
like if I'm a clean freak, I can't do this profession anymore.
No, absolutely not. You're up against body. Oh, this is like when along came Polly, when Ben Stiller's he's the insurance. What do they call those guys?
Actuary, yeah, is the title.
And he's afraid of everything, and he plays hoop with those guys, and they go shirts and skins, and the guy
Philip Seymour Hoffman,
yeah, he's great. I'll never forget Philip Seymour Hoffman's name is the name of his character is Sandy Lyle, which is the name of a golfer. Why would you use an actual golfer's name for your character?
Was he a golfer at the time?
Well,
I mean, was he known? Was he a known?
Yeah, he was known. He's a known guy.
Oh,
this Wikipedia says nothing about Iron Mike Sharp being Canada's greatest athlete, and I'm for sure he was billed that way.
And I always like to think of the Onion headline: former WWE wrestler found alive at 44.
That's great. Hold on, one more detail that you're going to like.
Okay.
In his retirement, Iron Mike Sharp, who was from Hamilton, Ontario, made his living teaching aspiring wrestlers at Mike Sharp's School of Pro Wrestling, located in Brick, New Jersey. You familiar with Brick?
Brick, I think, was a little bit south of me, like a half hour south of me growing up. But I think they were like pretty good at football. Yeah. I would kind of hear
pro wrestling.
I'm looking at Iron Mike Sharp. Yes. I recognize him.
Oh, yeah. He had the thing. You watch the USA Network. He'd be there with that thing on his arm. Canada's greatest athlete, Iron Mike Sharp.
RIP to, I have to think, another Canadian, right? Ken Dryden's brother, Dave Dryden, the former NHL goalie, brother of Hall of Famer Ken Dryden, and the pioneer of the NHL goalie mask. He was 81. He was the guy who was like, you know what? We should probably like cover our faces when people are taking shots at us.
It's... took him a shocking length of time to come up with that.
Yeah. But like the old Jason Voorhees, that was his thing.
And that was still barely anything. It was just like a thin piece of plastic.
You would definitely be concussed.
Oh, for sure.
Hit with a puck.
For sure.
His brother was, wasn't he the color commentator of Miracle on Ice?
Yes. I don't know.
I think it was Al Michaels and Ken Dryden.
I believe you.
But
that seems like something you would know.
Dave Dryden.
R.I.P.
Maybe. Pioneer.
Yeah.
81.
What? I mean, imagine if they hadn't come up with that. There'd be way more guys with fucked up faces by now.
Oh, yeah. Maybe the biggest sports story this week. In Warriors training camp, Draymond Green punched Jordan Poole like a big punch to the face in the, yeah, the video leaked.
Yeah.
And apparently the rap that TMZ said was Poole seemed pretty confident in himself because he's got an impending good big number coming.
Yeah.
And Draymond, I think the Warriors are about to be like, you know what? We're going to let you do the Scottie Pippen with the
They're looking for takers on old Draymond.
It's, yeah, you know, he's such a dick all the time.
Yeah,
I mean, sometimes he is one of the more thoughtful guys in an interview, and you're like, oh, he gets it. But at the same time, he is a dickhead. He gets. Yeah. He lost them in the finals that one year.
But he went crazy and started punching everybody in the dick and got suspended and ruined what should have been the greatest season in history.
Right. But this punch is crazy.
It's a clean shot.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, teammates fight. Yeah. The video, and you don't hear what's being said, but what's being said is, still wasn't something violent going his way. He gets in Poole's face. Poole pushes him back.
Yep, that was the mistake.
And then he clocks him like with all his might, punches him, and now he's. I saw a quote where the big scandal is how this leaked.
Yeah.
Rather than why did you punch your teammate in the face?
But these fights don't really make the news if there's not video. I mean, they happen regularly. Right. Remember, Bill Romanowski almost killed a guy in practice.
Yeah, there's a good dude.
Yeah.
He piece of shit he was.
Didn't he end the guy's career?
Probably. He was a dirty player. He was a dirty player, he got caught spitting in J.J. Stokes' face on Monday Night Football.
That's right. Yeah, he was a real piece of shit. Is he dead?
No, I don't think so. But he was also like a guy who led with his head, so I wouldn't be surprised if he can't tie his shoes.
Yeah, he's got the CTE.
Another spat, but this was over Twitter, between RG3 and LaShawn McCoy. RG3 shared after that disastrous performance by Russell Wilson on Thursday night. There was a picture of a frustrated Melvin Gordon.
It's a great picture.
Russell Wilson.
It's a great picture.
It's a good picture.
Yeah.
RG3 posted it and just said, like, caption contest or something like that. And McCoy then responded, "Damn, bro, take it easy on him. LOL. You experienced this moment a lot more than Russ." RG3 then fired back, "Dang, you mad at me for outrushing you in a game? Or was it that I had more rushing touchdowns than you, and than you had rushing and receiving that year, or for knocking y'all out of the playoff contention in 2014? So,
that's he Draymond Le'Veon or no wait I get those guys confused Le'Veon Bell and
LaShawn
McCoy. I get those guys.
LaShawn McCoy.
He Draymond LaShawn McCoy with his it's the one guy that Bobby Three Strings can say that he beat on the field. Like, he did, he didn't have an impressive career, but apparently he kicked
killed him that one.
Yeah. Was he on the Eagles?
He, LaShawn McCoy probably was Eagles at the time. Yeah. I mean, most of his career, I think, was Eagles, but, good player. But RG3, it was an amazing rookie, and then that was it. Then had injuries and is, a bit of a clown, but so he's like, well, that one time I was much better than you, but it was one year. McCoy, I don't think had a crazy long career of success,
but he was like the top running back in the NFL for a couple of years, which is the most that anybody can say.
Right. RG3 had one year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't happen. And a fan sued the Patriots, saying they ruined his Tom Brady signed flag.
What'd they do? How'd they have his flag?
They said that he had a blue Sharpie on the flag.
Oh, yeah.
And it faded while in Patriot control, I guess. And it's a priceless, he said, it's a priceless piece of sports memorabilia. David Vitale, 42, of Hampstead, New Hampshire.
Priceless?
he bought the flag as an investment. Well, first of all, if you bought it, then it isn't priceless.
It has a price.
It had a price.
Yeah.
He lent the flag to the Patriots Hall of Fame in 2020.
Oh.
After being assured it would be cared for properly. And then he wanted it back a couple months later because he thought it might skyrocket in value. No. Ed, and I guess he thinks it faded.
This is apparently, it says a U.S. flag. So Tom Brady defaced a U.S. flag with his stupid signature?
That's not the Tom Brady I know.
It can't be right. You're not allowed to sign a flag, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of love for the flag, except in situations where it's okay to wear flag Zubaz pants and stuff like that.
Those are pretty sweet. I'm a diehard Patriots fan and have been for 40 years. That flag was so significant to me because it was right after 9/11. So it's a 9/11 flag?
You could say you're a diehard Patriot fan, but if you're 42, two-year-old you was not cheering for the Patriots.
No. Oh, no, definitely not. 40 years. Yeah, exactly.
Vital. A two-year-old knows what the fuck's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. He inherited that fandom. I want to see the flag. There's no picture of it.
Yeah. I mean, the important thing is to know this guy's a huge loser.
Yeah. I'm always happy when people from Boston are unhappy. So this is great to me. I'm super stoked.
Yeah. No regional pride for this guy. He's disappointed with his region.
Bostonians are like vegans. You know they're from Boston within like 12 seconds of meeting them. Also, yeah. Boston proper only has like a population of 600,000 people. And I feel like Los Angeles has 600,000 Bostonians. So they're everywhere.
They are everywhere.
Yeah. Okay.
I had to rule out when I'll make a trip one or two a year to Camden Yards. I will not see them play the Yankees or Red Sox. Because it's not fun. They're everywhere.
Oh, yeah, there's too many. I totally agree with you. There's too many. So, Bill Romanowski did end some guy's career. Marcus Williams. Romanowski grabbed Williams by the neck of his jersey. Williams disengaged, and then Williams says he raised his arms as if to say it's over, but it wasn't. Romanowski stepped towards Williams and grabbed his face mask. Williams grabbed back before quickly letting go, but Romanowski continued pushing on Williams' helmet so violently that his head jerked back as Williams' helmet flew off and his head recoiled forward. Romanowski's right fist smashed into his face. The 6'4", 250-pound Williams fell to the ground. That's a sucker punch. He sucker punched his ass.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. His left eye socket shattered, a tooth chipped. He came to within seconds, felt blood on his cheek, and saw Romanowski standing over him, shouting, "Don't ever fucking hold me."
Wow. He had some good reason to end the career. Holding?
For holding in practice. So I want to see. He sued him, but I don't know what
kind of... RomoCop. Nobody called him RomoCop.
I never heard that one single time.
Also, he grew up in Connecticut and went to Boston College.
Oh, so he's a strict Catholic.
Yeah. Yeah, he's another of the Boston area.
He's like, I don't eat meat on Fridays, but I will punch you in the face if you hold me.
I'll end your career for holding for a 10-yard penalty.
Unbelievable. In practice. I think he had to pay him a settlement. The story doesn't say. Let's do some emails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring. And worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish.
Whatever happened? Poor Ish got bullied out of fandom of the show.
Very sad. We didn't bully him, so no, we liked him. Why did he disappear from our lives?
That's true. I mean, he's his, you know, we were probably his second and third favorite here, so that could be part of the issue, but I feel like he disappeared before all my belongings.
Hey, ballers, Mateo, Matt and Finley checking in, taking my dog.
Matt and Finley, Ohio, great dude.
For my nightly walk, and I'm usually listening to the podcast. Listen to the new episode. I'll tell you what, those...
Oh! Oh, no! Bluetooth situation, Matt!
Oh, I thought it was just me. I can't hear.
No, it's just... It's his call. His earpiece cut out or something.
I'm really curious as to what he said.
I was so excited for that. R.I.P. Matt, call back. Here's another one.
Hey, Brian, it's Dave in Salt Lake. Sorry, I got to call back real quick because Michigan fans are fucking the worst. They're like...
Ed? Assume you concur.
Agreed.
Yeah. Great helmets, though. Pretty terrible. Great gear, right?
Sure. But insufferable, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Hey, did you know they have the biggest stadium, Ed? Holds on those people. Did you know they wear maize and blue?
You know how... I mean, there's plenty in the Big Ten. When you go to... If you ever go to, like, a conference tournament... you know, like, I did a day of the Big Ten tournament.
Yep.
They were having it in New York one year. Mm-hmm. Like, they try to move it around to build up audience, I guess.
Yeah.
And you could really tell. And Ohio State were the worst, but, like, the Michigan ones were pretty close behind.
Oh, yeah. For sure. I could see that. Anybody that's, like, too into it, you know, and they think they're special, and it's, you know, at least you went there, so it's not quite as bad as thinking you're part of the Yankees organization, but just, like, look, everyone's proud of where they came from. You know, calm down on it a little bit. Here we go.
Like Florida Gator fans, they go to a state college. You know, they think they're better than Florida State. I've been around Michigan fans.
That's fucked up. I went to Long Beach State.
Yeah.
There are...
What's wrong with state universities?
Yeah, it's the best deal going. It's the best education for the best bang for your buck.
Northerners who just think their shit doesn't stink. Like Mark the Nomad.
Whoa.
Awful.
Shots fired.
They suck. They're worse than Texas A&M fans.
What?
And Texas A&M fans do suck. A&M fans do suck. Except I will give them the Texas A&M bell ringer guy.
Yeah? What?
If you haven't seen that video clip, Google or YouTube.
No, that's Texas Tech. That was in a bowl game against Navy. It was Texas Tech. Oh, bell ringer looks like he's jerking off.
Oh.
A&M bell ringer.
Yeah.
Bell ringer, excuse me, because that was the best YouTube video of one of them, like, great lady. But, they suck. They're arrogant. And it's like, bro, you did not go to Yale. You did not go to Harvard. You did not go to Princeton. You didn't go to Brown. You're fucking at a state college.
Well, that means Michigan's a pretty good school.
Michigan's an excellent school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent.
But, I mean, I'm all for trashing them. Like, go for
it. I'm all for trashing them, but it is a good school.
Yeah.
And had fucking Jim Harbaugh as your fucking coach. You're awful. Come to grips with your state school. Your
what's with all the state slander?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
David.
All right, guys. I'll be in touch. I got those packages on the way.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, David.
I'm proud of my Maryland education. Yes. Why are you trashing the state schools?
No, unbelievable. Hurtful. Wow. Great state schools out there. Thank you for that, David. So no emails this week, Ed.
Wow.
Light email week. Mailbag at theballerlifestyle.com. People, reach out. I'm still, you know, Fan, he reached out, and he said he was going to call in, and I guess the Texas A&M thing kind of died down, but he had, like, a lot of thoughts on it, and he told me something which was just incredible to me. That when they opened a Whataburger in College Station, they wouldn't let the Whataburger be established. And everyone in Texas loves Whataburger.
Oh, yeah.
They wouldn't allow the Whataburger to be built with its signature branding
in burnt orange. Yeah. They had to paint that one Whataburger a different fucking color from the rest.
Insane.
Talk about living in somebody else's shadow. Like, talk about somebody living rent free in your head. You can't even look at the color of some of the better, your much more accomplished rival. It's crazy.
Right. They're living rent free in your head.
That's right. That's what they're doing. They're living rent free in your goddamn head, and they're fucking up your ability to eat Whataburger.
Is Whataburger good?
It's okay. It's not. They're way too stoked on it. It's okay.
It's kind of like In-N-Out.
It's not as good as In-N-Out. In-N-Out's
but yeah. the love fest for In-N-Out, like, yeah. It's good.
It's
but,
good. Yeah.
But like people like, oh, you don't know what you're missing.
Yeah.
No, I do. I get it. Like,
I mean, to me, I hit it pretty regularly.
It's to me, it's like, I don't know. Yeah. It's the like the higher end. It's higher than the McDonald's of the world, but it's you know, it's still in the Five Guys category for me. Like it's in that kind of
shape. Well, here's the thing for me, because so In-N-Out, it's part of the deal is that it's fresh. You know, that's why they couldn't expand that much, because they have to be close to their distribution hubs because they don't freeze anything. So it's always right. It's always no good.
Cows east of the Mississippi.
Right, exactly. It's always good. They never fuck up your order. And you get the combo, a burger, fries, and a drink. And it's like $9. I went to Five Guys once with someone who shall not be named. We both got a burger. We split a fry. I don't think we got any drinks. And it was like $25. might have been more. I don't know. But In-N-Out's better than Whataburger. Everybody knows that. Let's do some non-sports.
Well, it's time for non-sports. Non-sports segment. On the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. 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 I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports. Non-sports. Non-sports segment.
Ed, what's happening in the world of things that are not, in fact, sports or sports related?
A waiter who claimed to be the love child of the king of Spain, Juan Carlos, dropped dead on the job. Just.
They got a king of Spain?
You know, there are so many countries. There's all the hype over Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah.
But R.I.P. That's just the famous one, but I think it's just nobody gives a shit about the royal families, but they exist because like that was tradition, but none of them have any power.
Do they support? Do they like, they live off the dole or they got their own cash?
No, I think they're all, I mean, their own cash is kind of a bullshit term because what is their own cash? It was the people, right. Like they took all everyone's ancestors' money. So yeah, I think it's all a bullshit thing. I remember one time my job at Maersk, they're like,
the shipping.
The princess of Denmark or queen of Denmark is going to be coming through. So everybody, you know, make sure you look your best. Your everything is right. And I'm thinking like, I wouldn't be able to pick her out of a lineup.
No one could.
I don't have no idea who the princess or queen of Denmark is.
Like she came by your office? Like she popped by your cubicle?
She was touring. I mean, you have to understand that the company that I worked for is the biggest thing. I mean, in Denmark.
Yeah.
The AP Moller company, the parent company, is the company. I mean, they have like Legos and gummy bears, but like this, the parent company runs the shipping, like the largest shipping business. Plus they ran like all the supermarkets. It was like a massive deal. So I guess she came to see the U.S. headquarters, and it was just the most unremarkable day of my life, except for people warning me that this was a big deal.
How was she put together? It's pretty attractive.
I don't
recall.
I mean, I was like, 22. So yeah. I certainly was thinking about nothing but that at that time.
Sure. So then she wasn't. Then she was.
So I guess she wasn't because it just, it was unremarkable.
Yeah. This guy, this update, this guy who's claimed to be the son of King Juan Carlos.
Yeah.
He was 66. This isn't a 66-year-old guy strokes out at a restaurant. It's not like breaking news.
Yeah, he doesn't look healthy, too.
He doesn't. He looks a little crazed.
Juan Carlos. Juan Carlos's wife?
Yeah.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah.
But good for him. I love all the, he's got so many medals. I love when the royal family has all the military. It's like Buster Bluth. Like, oh, here I was doing army.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You guys didn't do shit.
The disgraced ex-ruler is alleged to have fathered a string of children after bedding countless women throughout his reign. So couldn't do like 23andMe for this guy?
I mean, is anyone shocked that the king is spreading his seed?
Yeah. This is what kings do.
This is the only thing they can do. They don't have any policy decisions. They can't actually get anything done.
They can't order people murdered.
No.
Like the good old days.
I think that's what they're implying with this article. But yeah, he was a guy who looked kind of crazy with bags under his eyes.
You know what this is? You know what this guy was claiming? He's claiming this was like a Tug McGraw situation. But his his mom, you know, and it's in a brief tryst.
Dr. J situation?
Yeah, got knocked up by the king and didn't tell him about it till later.
His mom was interviewing the king and he pulled a Dr.
J? Yes. Handle that. Or like Justin Trudeau's mom and Castro.
How about when Justin Trudeau was Aladdin?
It's insane.
Did he have like black face?
Insane. Yeah. Insane decision.
Oh.
Crazy.
Children of the rich and powerful.
Crazy. A lot of people were hitting me up last week, by the way, about the slave day at my high school. And I know I have a yearbook around somewhere that documents it. I remember it very specifically.
Slave for a day.
It was a tradition. And I don't look, people are like, didn't anybody say anything? I'm like, hey, I wasn't running the school.
Hey, it's me, Brian Beckner. I work at something called Soup Plantation.
Yes, exactly.
Slaves are no big deal.
I'm stoned and I spend the whole day in the ceramics room. Like what? Nobody's listening to me.
On a cracker with my buddies in the.
Here you go. Yeah, exactly. In
the home ec room.
In the home ec room. Exactly. You got it.
Here's a real kick in the nuts. Northeastern's law school sent out 4,000 acceptance letters by mistake.
That's pretty. Now,
Northeastern.
That's in Boston, right?
School in Boston. Yeah. I think it's a pretty good school.
Yeah. It's confusing because there's the Northwestern, there's a Northwestern, and that's in Chicago.
Chicago.
And there's a Northeastern in, you know, this is like the two Portlands.
Yeah. Well, Northeastern is in the Northeast.
That's a good point.
Northwestern
is in the middle.
Debatable. Yeah. What Northwest of what? When did they name this?
Right. Maybe. Well, did they christen it when that was the West? Maybe there was nothing further West. That can't be true.
This school started before Lewis and Clark?
Yeah, exactly. Sacagawea.
But what do you... I mean, I guess they just said, hey, our bad. Hey, everybody who's going to Northeastern Law School, take one step forward. Not so fast, 3,800 of you.
Yeah, that sucks. And they're probably like, oh, I'm going to turn down, you know, whoever.
Yeah.
And then they lose their spot because they thought they're... That's a lot. 4,000... Like, what's even the... how many people go to that law school? How many do they let in every year? That's like the whole class probably.
Yeah, I imagine they automatically replied yes to everyone. Yes.
That's amazing.
That's a bad miss.
That's amazing.
Beyonce fired back. There's a controversy brewing between Right Said Fred and Beyonce for using, I guess I'm too sexy because I know no other songs.
But a second song, yeah.
She said, I got permission for the sample.
What? Well, because they probably don't own it. They probably were like a Milli Vanilli. Listen, if you're young and within the sound of my voice.
That was a very strange time to be alive that song was like top of the charts for a month.
Insane. It was two.
Gay German guys?
Yeah. I think they're British. Outlandish British gays. Bald. singing about how sexy they were.
It was funny and weird, but like, why was that? Like, I think that was a top of the charts for like a month.
It was like a huge MTV song, and it was like a novelty song.
Yeah, but it had a little more legs than your average novelty hit.
I would say
Weird Al's song wasn't top of the charts.
Yes, for that's true.
4 weeks, 5 weeks.
So this is one of those things that I should have realized, but I'm just now noticing. Wright said Fred are brothers. Fred and Richard Fairbrass. And that makes sense because they look exactly alike. Are they twins?
They do look alike.
This shit.
But they just had like shaved heads.
Fred, yeah.
So I was just alerted to something recently by my lady. You know the Island Boys?
No.
You don't know the Island Boys?
Maybe.
I'm an island boy. You don't know that jam?
No.
Ed. Oh, I'm so excited. I'm so excited for you.
Wright said Fred performed for Queen Elizabeth and Nelson Mandela. What?
No, that's crazy. That's crazy. Nelson Mandela? So
Nelson Mandela had some horrible shirts. Or great, depending on how you look at it.
He really did, but he was in there a long ass time by himself, like 27 years or something. And then,
remember he got out and he's like, I gotta get divorced.
Yeah, immediately got a divorce. Google the Island Boys, Ed. They're musical artists.
I'm still trying to find out if these guys are twins.
Right said Fred.
Oh, comic relief singles. They were like just a novelty, but it was a mainstream song. All right, the Island Boys?
Yeah, Island Boys. Do an image.
Yeah. They look like they look like video game. Yeah, they look like the anime haircut.
Yeah.
The spiky, like they look
yeah.
A lot of tattoos.
That's great. I didn't realize until like a couple days ago that they're twins.
Yeah, I guess I'm looking at it. I guess they are.
They are.
It's just they really look different with their different face tattoos.
Yeah, they have different face tattoos. Also, they're from Miami, not even an island.
Right.
They're from a peninsula.
I don't know these guys.
They fucked up the geography of the whole thing. I'm trying to find the song.
Because I'm an island boy, and I've been trying to make it. Ooh, I'm an island boy. I'm just an island boy. Yeah, I'm great. Just an island boy.
They're great. Is this it?
The catchy tune begins.
Yeah. Oh, here you go. I've been really out to snapping. The sound of fashion. I ain't just bragging. Oh, shit. Who's calling you? Abuela. Abuela. Are you? In the islands. Coño! In the islands.
Why? Why are you so mad?
Abuela, I don't want...
They don't look like they're from the islands.
I thought they were just buddies. Like... Yeah. They're Latino. I think they're Cuban. I think that's the island. Oh, here you go. Here you go.
Hey, record this real quick.
Yeah, freestyle.
Hey, get us right now.
Here you go.
Because I'm an island boy, and I'm just trying to make it. Oh, I'm an island boy. Hey, I'm just island boy.
Are you going to download this, Ed?
Island boy. I'm just keep
this is terrible.
Well, it turns out they're twins. As our Wright said Fred, do we know?
Oh, well, I was doing some Island Boy. I don't see who are they. You know when it's bad? When if you look at the Wikipedia page, one of the brothers doesn't even get his own blue link to click on.
Oh, that's so fucked. Fred.
Just Richard Fairbanks gets one, but Fred does not.
And also, Fred is the one whose name is in the name of the band.
Oh.
That's fucked.
He spoke out against COVID, but then he was hospitalized for COVID.
We lost him. Did we lose him?
No. And after getting out for being hospitalized for COVID, then he was hospitalized because of a fall he had.
Yeah.
But... was found to have COVID after being tested. Yeah, I don't. He was born. He has a younger brother, Fred. Yeah,
they're not twins. They look a lot. They look more alike than the Island Boys, who are twins.
He came out as bisexual in 91.
Good for him.
But he had a long term partner from 82 to 2010.
That was not Stuart, his brother,
Stuart Pantry.
Right.
Who died? Oh. He said in 07, my last relationship was with a girl, so I'm on the cusp.
Nice.
I don't know if a 60-something-year-old man should be like, hey, I was just last with a girl.
Yeah. Woman? Buddy. Lady?
Let's hope it was a woman.
I hope so, too. Yeah. It could be a Gary Glitter situation.
New Hampshire student at Trinity High School went viral for his racist homecoming dance proposal to a girl. He posted this on social media, the two of them, the guy and girl. He posted the picture, it was a poster, and says, if I was black, I would be picking cotton, but I'm white, so I'm picking you for HOCO.
Shut up. That cannot be true.
He actually put cotton on the poster board.
Shut up. Yeah. Under scrutiny. Yeah.
And he's out of, he was kicked out of the school apparently, but this tells me if he felt that this was okay, it tells me that both of them, because the girl was in the picture smiling with it.
Yeah.
All their parents are pieces of shit.
Well, New Hampshire's kind of like Boston adjacent, right? Like it's New England.
Yeah. It's like a kind of a weird, they're really like,
it's very rural.
They're very rural. They're very much talking about their freedoms.
Oh yeah.
Like that.
Do they live free or die there?
They do.
Yeah.
But they live free and die racist. Yeah. Apparently.
That's aggressive.
That's a bad look.
Choice. Yeah. But it's, you know, it's a thing that you have to invite a girl to homecoming. Now you have to, or a date, to invite a date to homecoming, you have to do a big production.
I mean,
which is weird.
You do if you've got no game.
Right.
But if you have a good personality and, you know, keep yourself in decent enough shape.
Sure.
Maybe like just that would do the difference. But if you want to let the world know that you're a huge racist piece of garbage, maybe that's the move. But I don't think you need, if you've got something going on, you don't need gimmicks.
I would agree. It is, but it's the common practice, I will say. Yeah, everyone follows everyone else. They want to be able, because they want to be able to Instagram their proposal or invite.
I bet if we did a deep dive on this town, we would find that this New Hampshire student, this one teen, isn't the only overt racist.
Well, if you're doing that in public,
right,
then it's accepted in your region, I would say. So,
And I'm guessing the people from that town probably are very upset about this next story. Velma from Scooby-Doo is now officially gay.
So, Shaggy wasn't hitting that? Because they would split up, and it would always be Daphne and Fred. Although Fred wore a choker. So I can't imagine he was doing too much work with Daphne.
I have a feeling. Yeah, I have a feeling Fred was not interested.
Right.
And Daphne probably, you know, when the mystery stuff was over, I'm sure she wanted to party with Shaggy.
Or
do you think he was playing Mr. Peanut Butter with Scooby?
Yeah, that's possible. Norville Shaggy Rogers, he could be asexual for all I know. I know he's a vegetarian. What if...
And Velma did everything for that group.
Yeah, she was the brains behind the operation.
she solved every single crime, and then Scooby and Shaggy would just like run into them and knock them over.
Yeah, they were scared of everything. Why are they?
Yeah, you wouldn't get into the crime fighting business if you're scared of crimes and ghosts.
And at the end of every episode, you realize that there were no ghosts, that it was just old Farmer Brown trying to scare everybody off.
Right. It was always somebody, it was protecting their inheritance.
So you would think that they, of all people, the Scooby Gang, would
right.
be the least afraid of ghosts, because they every time they research one, they determine like, oh, that it's I've not a
this.
Ghost.
I've yeah. seen this before. There's yeah. no ghosts.
Yeah, he just wants to scare us off so he can dig for the treasure on his back
just,
40.
I guess they were just always high. So they were always like just gullible yeah. because they were always really yeah. fucked up.
So here's my thoughts, because there's no way Fred was into that. He had a choker. What if they had to split Velma and Daphne up because they were actually ravenous for each other?
Oh, I could see that.
Yeah,
I so could see I. that.
So could I. I would like to see that. That is my preference in yeah, the situation.
Good for Velma. Yeah. Living her best life.
For sure. Absolutely. Linda Cardellini in the movie.
You know who's not? Oh, big fan.
Huge.
You know who's seemingly not living his best life? Dr. Oz. He delivered a speech in front of Adolf Hitler's car. I don't know what, like, Hitler's car was doing in some place.
So why do we have Hitler's car?
Why do we have Dr. Oz? Oh, you gotta have that coup d'etat. You gotta have that coup d'etat.
Hell yeah.
Gotta
yeah.
have salsa.
Yeah.
My wife, she goes nuts over the salsa.
I saw a picture of him at like a Penn State tailgate drinking red wine. I'll have some red wine at the tailgate.
Yeah, real man of the people.
Mehmet Oz gave a speech. I want to see the car. Is it a Volkswagen car of the people?
He was at a $5,000 plate fundraiser in Santa Ana.
Whoa.
Hosted by Matt Gaetz.
Who knew? I should have gone and checked it out. Dr.
The Nazi Mobile is a Mercedes G4 touring wagon that was originally delivered to Hitler in late 39.
Yeah, it's one of the ones he'd be waving or doing the salute in one of his parades.
Gotta have that Nazi crew today.
Yeah, so, sometimes I go to the flea market and there's like old guys.
Oz. Really?
Yeah.
He's a mess.
Sometimes I go to the flea market and there'll be old guys selling like military
memorabilia,
and there'll be Nazi shit there.
Like what's the American Beauty?
American Beauty had that plate. Love that plate. He had a Nazi plate.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. What else, Ed?
Elon Musk brushes off statements from his daughter who disowned him. Can't win them all.
He's got so many kids. Who is procreating with this asshole?
I knew he had the one whose name is like code with rhymes.
Like XRT ampersand. Yeah.
It's like my mom's Wi-Fi password.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. I believe he's got five kids with his first wife, who's also his second or third wife, because he remarried the same chick a couple times. And he's got a whole bunch of kids with her. Oh, this one's 18.
She hates his guts.
Yeah, Vivian Jenna Wilson. Well, she's upset she's got a normal name. She's changed her gender and is no longer a Musk. I no longer live with him or wish to be related to my biological father in any way, shape, or form. Well, give us the dirt.
Good dude who just says he can't win them all with a kid. He just wrote off a kid.
He's got so many, Ed. It's like, you're going to lose at least one. Like, it's, you know, he'll try better next time. He's busy launching roadsters into outer space. Like, how much time do you have to be a father when you're trying to establish a colony on Mars, Ed? It's, you know, it's give and take.
How about when he said, what was it, the car can be temporarily floats or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
So that means every car you go fast That's enough.
Right. Yeah, floats. Yeah, floats for a minute or two.
Sure.
Yeah, fuck him. He's a real piece of shit.
Finally.
Yes.
Speaking of pieces of shit, Kanye West. I mean, he's really having a break.
Yeah.
But he released his own documentary, a 30-minute documentary. Uh-oh. In which he was trying to intimidate Adidas executives by showing them porn on his phone. And also this week he suggested Diddy was being controlled by Jews. And also said he's like, it's DEFCON instead of DEFCON.
Well, I don't even get that.
DEFCON.
DEFCON. That's like when there's going to be a nuclear war, right?
Yeah,
like
but war it's games. DEFCON.
DEFCON, yeah. DEFCON. Hey, DEFCON. Yeah, I can see that.
DEFCON.
I can see that. Like, yeah,
that he looks really bad too.
Yeah, he's puffy.
But not just that. Like he's got like a hobo look to him. Now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's derelict, bushy beard, and derelict.
Yeah,
I mean his fashion sense was always weird.
Well, those shoes are fucking ugly, and anybody that bought them. You bought ugly ass shoes because you thought they were cool and they weren't.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, he wore a White Lives Matter shirt. Yeah. Like he's clearly mentally ill.
Well, he likes to troll people, but also, yeah, it seems like he's a little out of touch at this point, right?
And I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. When you're going hard against Jews now,
yeah.
I don't. Right. It's one thing to just troll some people, but now he's just going hard against Jews. Like this is, I have to think a lot of people are out of the Kanye West business. Although, I saw after he sent the Jew tweet, Elon Musk sent him a tweet saying, "Welcome back to Twitter."
Oh, that's so nice.
Elon Musk is a fan.
Yes, he's. Yeah, I'm concerned he might not be long for this world. Remember, he was living in the Falcons, the Home Depot or whatever it's called, their stadium, Mercedes Stadium.
Kanye West was?
Yeah, he was finishing his album and he lived at the stadium in Atlanta to finish his album. You didn't hear about that?
I did not know that he was living in the stadium.
Yeah, he does all sorts of weird shit. Like, I just don't know, like, how much is promote. Like, does he have another album coming out? Who knows?
His last album or two were really bad.
Yeah. Well, you only got so many in you, you know? It's hard to keep it going.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Okay, let's wrap it up there.
There we go.
For Ed Daily, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode number 443 of the show. See you next week.
TBLS, hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and a man, Jay Stu, and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Talking loud, comments, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless.